Groot Breakfast met Ruben en Sharunika op Groot FM 98.5.
FlySafair has recently received some criticism because of their overbooking policy and a frustrated passenger, Tatu Nsala. After being left behind at an airport, despite having a paid ticket, has taken to the platform X to vent his frustration, saying, "We showed up at the airport and FlySafair said we didn't have seats for the same flight we paid for." And then he asked there further on, "If you have 200 seats, why take payments for 300 passengers?" And this has since become a concern for many travelers asking, how is this even possible? FlySafair responded on X to Nsala on January the 5th, saying, "We do overbook flights to ensure we keep our tickets as affordable as possible for our passengers. We do see how inconvenient this can be and therefore offer compensation for passengers that were not able to take the flight they've booked. How common is this overbooking practice in airlines? And how would you plan for your next flights to ensure you get to the destination? And also, is this overbooking policy and practice even legal?" To shed some light on this overbooking policies by airlines is aviation expert, publisher and editor of SA Flyer magazine, Guy Leach. Guy, it's so good to speak to you. First time on this show. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning and nice to be with you. Sorry for the emails.
No,
we'll forgive you once.
So let's talk about this, of Tatu saying that they had a ticket that was paid for and they couldn't board the flight. Maybe just give us some background on this overbooking issue.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously you have to start off by feeling sorry for this particular individual, but there are things that he could easily have done to avoid the situation happening. And also the whole story is, you know, it's got a lot of exaggeration in it. So basically what happens is that FlySafair Boeing has 183 seats. And inevitably, even if they've sold all 183 seats, somebody or one or two people are just going to somehow miss the flight because their car broke down, there was a big problem in the traffic, they've been asleep waiting at the departure, you know, in the departure lounge, they got stuck in the toilet, who knows whatever else. So typically, there will be a couple of people who just don't pitch up for the flight. And so the airlines book one or two seats more, and that's the number. They will normally book literally just one or two seats too many in the expectation. And then, of course, sometimes it'll happen that everyone actually does pitch up for the seat, and then somebody's got to get bumped out. And normally the person who gets bumped is the person who's waited till the absolute last minute to actually check in either at the check-in counter or at the actual departure gate. So one of the things people can do is not actually be the very last at the departure gate. But let me give your listeners a little bit more background here. In the bad old days, or good old days for many people, all airline tickets were sold at the same price. It was like booking a ticket to the rugby or to a movie. You know, everyone paid the same price in the stalls or wherever else. Now it's completely different with what is called dynamic pricing or yield management. And that means you can end up paying three times as much for the person as the person sitting next to you for exactly the same seat. That obviously causes some problems, but it means that the airlines can get their seat prices down really low. And to do that, though, they have massive penalties for people who just fail to pitch. In other words, normally they lose the entire cost of the flight if they haven't taken a premium ticket, and that has enormously reduced the number of people who just don't actually arrive for a flight. So in the olden days, the airlines, SAA, all of them used to happily book 10, even 20% over bookings on this. Now it's down to literally 1 or 2% because of the penalties involved. And normally what happens if everyone's pitched up and there's another two or three seats overbooked is that the check-in counter manager will simply look at the queue and find people like students, for instance, who look as though they're in no particular hurry to get anywhere, and say, here's R1,000 if you'll agree to take the next flight. And normally that's a win-win situation. They get people, the person is happy to accept the R1,000, everyone get to move to another flight, and everyone gets on and everyone's happy. There are other ways of preventing this happening if you do have to be on that flight, and almost all these so-called low-cost carriers squeeze additional money out of passengers by offering additional services. One of the services, the additional cost items, is you can book a specific seat. So you can say, no, I want seat, you know, 10A for argument's sake, okay? And if you book that seat, then they're not going to bump you because you've specifically book that seat. So it's relatively easy to manage the situation. And normally it's a win-win for everyone concerned, because people in no hurry get a quick $1,000 cash and they get the next flight.
I suppose you can maybe split this up, Guy, saying there would be a voluntary acceptance, saying, yes, I would accept the offer to be compensated for you not being able to offer the seat that I paid for. But then there's also the involuntary side. And if it so happens, and I suppose it's not really often that it happens, but if there is everybody on the flight is involuntary to accept the offer, that is when it might become a problem, as we probably experiencing here currently.
Exactly. You're right on the money there. You know, if somebody gets involuntarily bumped, then obviously they're going to be extremely angry. And of course, it didn't help that Fly Safair really dropped the ball when they handled the initial social media complaint. They weren't really all that, what should we say, sympathetic to the passenger. It says, it happens all the time. So the reality is that, yes, obviously if you've been involuntarily bumped, then you're going to be extremely angry, particularly if you had something really important to get to, like your granny's funeral or something like that. So the airlines need to manage the situation better, and normally they do. But let me also point out, though, that this really seldom happens. It's only in these absolute peak periods when, you know, schools are going back, or it's the end of the Christmas break, that people that flights really do get overbooked, and and everyone pitches up for the flight. So it really seldom happens.
Guys, so here's the question now. Practically, the National Consumer Commission has launched an investigation into the alleged overbooking and overselling practices. But is the practice of overbooking legal, even if it's just one or two seats?
Yeah, I consulted, I asked the airline. I haven't asked a specific legal opinion, and I'm not legally qualified myself to make an opinion in this, but the airline assures me that that initially the complaint was, we're going to go to the Competition Commission. Well, that's completely inappropriate. It's not the forum. The Consumer Protection Act would have normally had something to say about this, but in fact there are specific provisions in it to allow a negotiated solution to this particular problem, that it should there not be a seat available. And let me just point out, though, that sometimes it's not the airline's fault at all. Sometimes an aircraft might have a technical problem and not be able to take off, and then they will substitute it with another aircraft which might be slightly smaller. So, you end up with 20, 30 people. I mean, that quite often happens. It's not deliberate overbooking, but suddenly you've got 20 or 30 people who can't fit onto the flight anymore, and they have to be accommodated, they have to be rebooked, they have to be, moved on. It really often happens. And also, of course, airlines cancel flights all the time for whatever reason, maybe weather. Because the weather's really bad in George or East London, where AT&S has dropped the ball, again, maybe for technical reasons. So I'm afraid the CPA, the Consumer Protection Act, doesn't apply in this case.
Yeah. Guy, maybe just a few last words of advice for people booking flights to ensure that they do, as far as possible, do the right thing to get to their destination and on time. What would you say?
Well, it's very simple, really. In this particular case, there are two things. Reserve a specific seat, and don't wait like Mr. Joke, super cool, for everyone to have finished trying to get through either the check-in counters or the boarding gate. Mm. Get in fairly early on, because if you're halfway you're there early on, you're going to get the minute you're going to get your seat. It's only the people right at the end of the line who are going to suddenly realize, we've double sold that seat and it's not available. Do those two things, you're not going to get bumped.
That's it. The words of aviation expert, publisher and editor of the SA Flyer magazine, Guy Leach. Guy, thank you so much for your time this morning and shedding light on this issue. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
You
Cheers.
Too. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, God. The Groot Breakfast with Ruben and Sharunika on Groot FM 90.5.